Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marie Dubuque is here. Marie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's a certified life coach, etiquette and social interaction expert, and a YouTube sensation. YouTube.com/Marie Dubuque, right, Marie?
You called me a force. I love that.
You are a force.
I'm going to remember that.
Buckle your seatbelts, folks. This is going to be a wild ride. So, okay, Marie, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time is that all small businesses are family businesses. And I'll explain that in a little bit. But you've been getting some questions from your YouTube audience about family businesses. What have they been asking you?
It's interesting because they feel forced to work in their family business because that's how they're raised, and they feel that, okay, they don't want to disappoint people, and yet they want to go out on their own, and they're worried about how they will be perceived in the workplace in the family business. Primarily, everyone who's not part of the family, not everyone in the office is part of the family. And so then the non-family members look at my viewers as, oh, he or she is rising to the top and doesn't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. And they're spoiled brats and they're lazy. And so how do you deal with that?
Well, there are a whole lot of questions in there. One is the first one is, should someone actually go to, should they go to work for their family business? Well, the answer is yes, if you want to do it. But it's a qualified yes, meaning that I recommend to families that when their kids get out of school, that they have them get their resume and go out and get a job. Because to me, they're not worth as much to me in my business coming right out of school into my business than they would be if they had to go out and see what the world was like outside of the business.
Oh, that's a great point, yeah.
I mean, I've said that for years. I've had a number of business owners have asked me, what should I tell my children when they graduate from high school or college? I'd say, tell them to go get a job. And then, after they've been out in the marketplace for a couple of years, you know, 2 to 5, then if they want to come back, then that's fine. If you've got room for them, if you've got a place for them, let them come back. But it will benefit them. It will benefit the company. I would think that the owner, the founder, would have more respect for a child coming back, having made their own way, than they would someone they just gave a job. And in other words, they fed them when they were born, and they're still feeding them, so to speak.
Right, and won't they have a better point of view coming from being employed somewhere?
There's no question about it. And if they come back, it'll be because that's what they want to do, not because it's what they're obligated to do. I think you have to cut the cord first, and then put it back together if it's the right thing.
Right, and then they'll appreciate being in a family business after being out there in the big bad world.
Yep. Now, I have seen success stories that did not do that. I've seen success stories. In fact, I know one family business that's got 3 siblings that all 3 of them left and came back while dad held the fort down, and it's an incredibly high-functioning company. I know another one not far down the road from that one where their 3 siblings, none of them left. They all, in fact, the father of the 3 siblings didn't leave. He went to work for his dad. This is a third generation. All these are third generations, by the way. But the 3 siblings there never left, and they're high functioning. So they're it's not hard and fast, but I do think it's – I also know people, Marie, where – they went to work for their dad right out of school, and when they got in their 40s, they said, you know, maybe there was more out there, and I didn't. They started having regrets, I guess, is what I'm getting at. What do you think?
Right. I agree, because they think, oh, I've been in this bubble. I've been with my family. What is it like to have a real boss that's not a family member?
Right.
And to take criticism. Not to say that your family member wouldn't give you the same type of criticism, but to get out there along with everyone else and just try to fight for your
right.
for your position.
Now, as far as the other question, as far as the other question you had about how other non-family members would look at a child of the owner, or a sibling, or maybe even just a relative of the owner, I think those people have to get over it, because blood's thicker than water. I mean, that's all there is. That's all you can say. And now the owner should not promote a child who isn't worthy, you know, hasn't qualified.
Right.
Because that hurts the business, and they need to be prepared to lose a good employee if they do that, maybe. But any employee, this happened to me one time, many, many years ago, one of my first jobs. In fact, my first really good job, I was still in college. I worked there for a couple of years, and I left, and the guy tried to get me to come back after college. And I knew he had two young sons coming up. And I said, well, Bill, I said, you're always going to be favor those boys more than you are me. He said, yeah, you're right. I said, well, I don't think there's going to be a place for me here. So I didn't go back.
Yeah, that was
because I recognized it.
Yet he should have told you maybe, look, I'm going to treat them the same way as you, or that wouldn't have been.
I wouldn't have expected him to do that. They're his sons.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you got to be realistic about that. But I will tell you this, in those two organizations I just talked about, the ones with the three siblings, and they both did it two different ways, both of them have long-term senior non-family executives in the company.
And that's important, right?
They found a way to make it happen, and I think the fundamental part of all of, that kept all of that together was respect.
And I think that, though, it can go the other way. I remember working at a TV station in a little town, and I remember I was in the news department, but there was this kid, he was in the early 20s, and he was working in the sales department, and he was the son of the owner of the station, and he just had this reputation of being really lazy and being a spoiled brat and not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whatever happened, if he ever became the sales manager, I don't know. But we did not have any respect for him. And I think he knew it, and he knew he was only there because he was the owner's son.
Yep, so. That's exactly right. No, when you see that, nepotism can be a dangerous employment method. And it's because nepotism is the Peter principle on steroids, right? Yeah, it can be. But sometimes it works. Hey, Marie, I need your website, please.
Oh, it's youtube.com/MarieDubuque.
When should you turn down a job, folks? That's one of the things that Marie wants to talk about when we come back. All young folks out there who are looking for jobs, or maybe not even young folks who are looking for work, what should you do about taking a job, maybe turning one down because you don't want to work there?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.